वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 दश वर्ष सहस्रांते पुरुषस्तु सनातनः तेषां आविर्भूत कृच्छ्रम् शान्तेन शमयन् रुचा दश वर्ष सहस्रांते पुरुषस्तु सनातनः तेषां आविर्भूत कृच्छ्रम् शान्तेन शमयन् रुचा दश वर्ष सहस्रांते पुरुषस्तु सनातनः तेषां आविर्भूत कृच्छ्रम् शान्तेन शमयन् रुचा दश वर्ष 10 years सहस्रांते at the end of a thousand पुरुषः the supreme person तु then सनातनः eternal तेषां of the प्रचेतास आविर्भूत अपीयर्ड कृच्छ्रम द सीवियर ऑस्टेरिटी शांतेन सैटिस्फाइंग शमयन मिटिगेटिंग रुचा बाय हिज ब्यूटी ट्रांसलेशन At the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Pracheta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. Purport. Performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. Yet the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, when the duration of life was very long, people could undergo severe austerities for thousands of years. It is said that Valmiki, the author of Ramayana, underwent meditational austerities for 60,000 years. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the Prachetas, and he finally appeared before them in a pleasing form. Thus they all became satisfied and forgot the austerities they underwent. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he is very pleased. Similarly, the devotee forgets all his labors and austerities as soon as he contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Dhruva Maharaj was only a five-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water, and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. When he saw the Lord, he forgot all his austerities and said, Swamin Kritarthosmi, my dear Lord, I am very pleased. Of course, these austerities were performed in the Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Treta Yuga, but not in this age of Kali. In this Kali Yuga, one can attain the same results simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because the people of this age are fallen, the Lord is kind enough to give them the easiest method, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. One can attain the same results. However, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to the chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dasa Varsha Sahasrante Urushastu Sanatana Esham Avirabhut Kicham Shantena Shamayan Rucha. So this is the very wonderful verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that we are very fortunate to study and analyze here today, especially after celebrating the most auspicious, most wonderful Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav. And on top of that, Nandotsava, which is the divine appearance of our eternal spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So on this occasion, I would like to first offer my obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidnam. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshtarina. Because we are participating in the most wonderful, most auspicious celebration of the Mahamahotsava, and in the most wonderful, the divine spiritual realm of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Sri Vrindavan Dham. So I would like to thank you all nice, wonderful devotees today and offer my obeisances to all the wonderful Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. In this verse, dasa varsha sahasrante, dasa is 10, varsha is year, sahasra is 1,000. So the calculation is 10 of 1,000 years. Sri Sri Gaur Nithai ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Radha Shyam ki. 10,000 years, which is a very long time in our calculation, a very great endeavor, even on the part of these great devotees, Prachetas. They have performed severe austerities. And for what purpose? They have performed these austerities. Their main purpose is to make their father happy. Because their father, King Prachinabarishad, had ordered them to perform these austerities for a special purpose. So in order to satisfy the desire of their father, they have performed already these austerities. And what was the result of these severe austerities that they performed? Purushastu Sanatana. The answer is given here. Sanatan Purush. That is, only one person. Everyone, half of the population in the world may be thinking that I am Purush, I am man. But Srimad Bhagavatam says, Purushastu Sanatana. There is only one Sanatan Purush. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna, he says, I am that Purusha Sanatana. I am the Purushottama. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Purusha. All the Purushas, all the Stris, all the men, ladies, and all the different species of life, the origin is the Sanatan Purush, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this Sanatan Purush, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is giving his darshan to these great devotees. Dasa Varsha Sahasranti, after 10,000 years of severe austerities. And when they got this reward, the greatest reward, to have the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is considered as the greatest reward in life. Sometimes we do not think about this, because without performing austerities, very easily we get this benediction every day. We get the darshan of the deities, Purusha Sanatana, in his most wonderful forms. Gaur Nitai, that is Purusha Sanatana, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Krishna Balaram, also Purusha Sanatana, Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, with his elder brother, Sri Balaramji. Dauji ke bhaiya, Krishna Kanaya. So, Dauji Dayal, that is Lord Balaram. And his bhaiya is Krishna. And they are giving their darshan to us. And also, again, Lord Sri Krishna with his dearmost devotee Srimati Radharani, Lalita Vishakha. They are giving darshan to us every day. To come to this platform, to having the darshan of their lordships and their dearmost devotees by any devotee, is definitely the greatest benediction in life. If we realize this, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. If we can realize that Lord Krishna's, his appearance, his darshan, his activities, his janma, we celebrated his janma, his appearance, all of these things, anything about Lord Sri Krishna and his pure devotees. His divyam is divine. If we can understand this fact, tatvataha, perfectly, then Lord Krishna says, jaktva deham punar janma. Then this miserable cycle of repeated birth and death, na iti, it will not happen. Mam iti, and instead of going through again and again painful experiences in life, again and again changing bodies and suffering unmentionable miseries, Krishna says, you will come back to me, to my abode, to our home, back to Godhead. So Arjuna, Arjuna, this is definitely a fact. I'm telling you this secret. So Lord Krishna is sharing his secret in the 9th chapter. In the 4th chapter, text number 7. He's saying janma karma cha med divyam. So to have the darshan of the Lord is the most wonderful event that these great devotees, prachetas, are experiencing, and they are becoming very happy, extremely happy. This happiness that these great devotees are experiencing have also been experienced by many other great devotees in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The first description that we can think of is the example of Lord Brahma. Brahmaji performed also very severe austerities, tapa. And why did he perform severe austerities? As soon as he was born on the lotus that is coming from the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, in the darkness, he was puzzled. He was in anxiety. He was searching what is going on, where I am, what is happening around me. He could not find anything in the darkness. That time the sound came to him, the two syllables, tapaha. So understanding that what I have to do now, what is my duty, what is my kartavya, what is my dharma. So his dharma was given to him by the Supreme Lord through the sound vibration, tapaha. And he sat down and he performed 10,000, how many thousand? 100,000. Huh? Demigods years, many, many years, thousands of years. He performed tapasya, and at the end of this tapasya, he got this knowledge, he got this pure devotional service, he got many many benedictions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also he got the ability to do the greatest work in the universe, which is the creation of the universe, the secondary creation of the details of the species of the life. He got all the details in the form of a blueprint coming from the spiritual world, Golok Dham Vrindavan. Just like an engineer, he has to build a temple building. Then first he gets the blueprint or the map, the detail of what this building will look like, what are the materials to be used in it, how much steel, how much cement, how much concrete, how much iron, etc., etc. All the details are coming and the maps are coming. So that is the blueprint. So similarly, Lord Brahma, he is the engineer, chief engineer of the universe. He got all the details that were coming from Golok Dham Vrindavan by Lord Krishna himself. Why? Because this universe, this material world, is made as a replica of the spiritual world. Lord Krishna, He is the original designer of everything. Every leaf that we see on the trees, or all the other details, the flowers, the mountains, the rivers, the sun and the moon, everything in the creation, that has been designed by Lord Shri Krishna Himself in the spiritual world. And it is similar to the spiritual world. It looks something similar. Lord Krishna says in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that this material world is like a reflection of a tree standing on the bank of a lake, a water reservoir. So, urdhva mulam adhashakha ashvattham prahuravyayam sandansi yasya parnani yastam vedasa vedavi. This tree, urdhva mulam, its roots are going upward and the branches are going down. So, this is the inverted tree that this sansara, this material world, is looking like. And where is the real tree? The real tree is the spiritual world. So this material world is the reflection of the real world, spiritual world, Golok Dham Vrindavan. And because this water is moving, so this reflection is perverted. This reflection is not steady, permanent. It's always moving. It's never the same. So, that is how Lord Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, in this material world. So, Lord Brahma, He gets the power, the ability, after performing this tapasya, very great austerity, for many, many years. We also get other examples of great devotees performing tapasya in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narad Muni, he performed austerities, not as great as Lord Brahma or even as Prachetas. He was only a 5-year-old boy. He was living with his mother in the ashram of the sages. And by chance, his mother, who was the maid servant of the sages, she got snake bite and she died. She left her body instantaneously. And this child, little child, 5-year-old boy, now he has no one in this world that he can call his family. He did not have father. He did not have any relatives, brother, sister, no one. And now the mother also left. He was assisting and he was serving the great devotee sages who had come to visit there. Bhakti Vedanta Swamis, sages who had come there. And he was washing their paths, doing their laundry, eating the remnants of the food, prasadam. And after his mother left the body, he left the ashram, started walking. He walked for miles and miles and miles, passed through different towns and villages, cities, mountains, rivers, many, many different places. He was walking towards north. Finally, he came into a dark forest. He sat down for meditation. And just he was performing his dhyana, his meditation, just for a little while. What happened? In his meditation, he saw the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord with his four hands, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. And he was amazed. He was so happy. And he opened his eyes. And there the Supreme Lord Vishnu is standing right in front of him. That he was looking at the Lord in meditation and he opened his eyes and Lord Vishnu is there standing face to face. So he also got extremely happy. The bliss energy was going through his soul, his mind and his body. He got so much enlivened that it was very difficult to even control himself. And in that moment of pleasure, extreme bliss, he relished the darshan of the Supreme Lord. And then the Lord disappeared. And when someone gets, supposing someone gets a lottery ticket of 10 million rupees, 10 million dollars, etc., naturally he'll become very happy because everybody appreciates money. And he may think that now I have solved all my problems in life, so let me go to the office and cash this lottery ticket. And on the way, if he loses his lottery ticket, what will be his situation? Will be, just few moments ago he was extremely happy, and now he has lost everything. Again, he is a poor man. So something similar happened to Narad Muni, the little boy. He lost the treasure of his life, and he became very morose, depressed, and started crying. So that time, the Supreme Lord again spoke to him from the sky, and he said, "My dear child, you are the most fortunate of all the people in the world, because you got to have my darshan. And because you got my darshan, that even the great sages, even the biggest yogis, no one is able to see this form that you have seen. After even performing tapasya for many, many thousands and thousands of years, if some of them are very lucky, they only see the toes of my feet, or the light that is coming out of the toes and the nails of my feet. And they just are satisfied by seeing the light or seeing, having the darshan of my toes. But they don't see this form that you have seen. So you should not be unhappy. You should be very happy. And because of seeing this form, beautiful form, you will always remember me. You will never be able to forget me now for whole life. So now you just remember me and go on singing the holy names. And this way you will spend your life, and in next life you will become Narad Muni. You will be the greatest devotee of mine. You will be able to make many, many thousands and thousands and millions of devotees yourself by simply performing kirtan, sankirtan, on your musical instrument. You will be able to bless the greatest of the kings, the greatest of the dacoits, the thieves, the rogues, and even all kinds of different people in the world. So you will be known as the father of devotional service. So this little boy, he got this greatest benediction from the Supreme Lord himself, his darshan, and the position of Narad Muni, the greatest devotee of the Lord, just by performing little tapasya. So what is the secret of success in life? Why also we have example of Prahlad Maharaj, similar example, and many great devotees. We have example of King Prachinabharishad, the father of Prachetas. This example of Prachetas here. They all have performed tapasya. Now, and they got very great result. They got darshan, blessings of the Lord. But we also see that this tapasya is a very common thing in the material world. There is two kinds of tapasya. One is a forcible tapasya, means I don't want to perform any tapasya, but I am forced to do it. Nowadays, in the world, in most of the countries, husband and wife, they have to work to pay the bills. In America, in one grocery store, I went there, and after buying the grocery, they put the grocery in the bag, in the paper bag. On the paper bag, it's written, just two small lines. Work to eat. You go to work so you can eat. Work to eat. And the second line, eat to work. And you eat something so you can again go to work. So that is the motto of this store, that go ahead and work hard so that you can buy some food from us. After buying the food, you cook it, eat it, and then again go back to work. So that is the situation of many, many millions of people in the world. They have to work very hard, husband and wife both. So this is tapasya. Eight hours a day, 10 hours a day. In the morning, 7 o'clock, they have to leave the house, leave home, take a train, bus, or drive for 1 hour, 2 hours to work. Work there for 8-10 hours, in the evening again, transportation 1-2 hours to go back to the home. 7 in the morning they start and they come back, 7 in the evening home. Then they can cook something, eat something, watch TV and go to sleep. So this is tapasya. They have no time to figure out what is the real benefit of human life, what is the purpose of human life, how I can get the greatest benediction in life. They have no chance, no desire even to think about the higher purpose of life. But they are performing tapasya for nothing. There is no result. It's all waste of time. And we also see many, many great personalities in the pages of Bhagavatam performing tapasya. Not devotees, but the non-devotees. Hiranyakashipu, for example, he performed also very severe austerities. And at the end of, as a result of his austerities and tapasya, he got the great benedictions from Lord Brahma. But all the result that he got for thousands of years of tapasya was that he invited his death. He died. He was killed by Lord Narsingadeva. So his tapasya also, the way he performed tapasya is not a recommended way to perform tapasya. There's another example, famous Ravan. Ravan also performed very great austerities. He even pulled out the intestines from his abdomen. He himself did the surgery. He cut open his abdomen and pulled out the intestine, and he made string and made a musical instrument and started playing music to please Lord Shiva. That I must please Lord Shiva, and I will do anything. I will pull out even my intestines. So he also performed very severe austerities, tapasya. What was the result? He also got killed by Lord Ramchandra. So these great demons, the non-devotees, Kamsa is another example. He also performed tapasya and pleased Lord Shiva. And he got great benedictions, and because of those benedictions, he got killed by Lord Sri Krishna. So there's two kinds of tapasya that we see, and Lord Krishna, he is mentioning that there is Daivi Sampatti and there is Asuri Sampatti. In the 16th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Daivi Sampatti Abhaya Sattvam Samshuddhi Shama Dama Tapa. So he is mentioning tapa, austerity, performing tapasya is very good. Yajna Dana Tapar Karyam Evacha. Because Pavanani Manishinam, that this tapasya must be performed, devotees especially, they must perform tapasya. And not the tapasya that the non-devotees or the asuras are performing, not that kind of tapasya. But the tapasya that is ordered by our spiritual master. What is that tapasya? Tapasya is bhakti yoga. Practicing bhakti yoga means performing sadhana, sadhan bhakti. So that is the tapasya for devotee. And this bhakti yoga sadhana gives the strength and power to the devotee to make the spiritual master happy, to make the Supreme Lord Krishna happy and get the greatest benedictions that no one can take away from them. So we are seeing here by the example of Prachetas, they followed the order of their authority, their father. They followed the proper procedure by chanting the mantra given by Lord Shiva himself. And by doing this, they attain the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, got the greatest benediction from the Supreme Lord himself. There are many, many wonderful examples of these kind of devotee tapasya. Even we have example, famous example of Lakshmiji here in Vrindavan. She performed tapasya. And as a result, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, she got the special place to reside on the chest of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna as Suvarna Rekha. She got a special place. And the gopis of Vrindavan, a specific group of gopis, Rushichara gopis, who were the great sages of Dandakaranya forest in the time of Lord Ramchandra, these gopis were 4 or 5 year old little children, little girls. They performed severe austerities in the time of the winter, went to the river Jamuna and bathed in the cold waters, icy cold waters of river Jamuna for 1 month. And they worshipped the mother Katyayani by making her form of Baluka, of the sand of Jamuna. They made the deity form and they worshipped Katyayani, and they got the benediction from Katyayani to get Lord Sri Krishna as their husband. So, by following the order of the Guru and to perform the tapasya that the Guru is recommending in the form of bhakti yoga, devotees are able to achieve the highest perfection in life. So, I will stop here and invite comments, questions, etc. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. No one has questions, then we will participate in prasadam ceremony. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.